And, interestingly, I don't think Rangers would finish in the top four. I don't think they're finishing the top of the third division. All right, so 28 after. Larry, where are you, Larry?
Bristol, mate.
Hello, Larry. Jerk it up for us a bit. I'm getting a bit bored. Go on, Larry.
I want to know, is Alex Ferguson a genius or bordering on a madman?
I think he's probably a genius.
Well, I think you're probably right.
He probably is. Well, you call Larry now. Go on, Larry. What do you want to tell us?
Well, I'm wondering how long he's going to persevere with Andy Cole.
Oh, now you're talking. You've got the interest. Now, when you start with Alex Ferguson, I'm like, oh, God, I have a load of stuff I don't know about. Andy Cole, I don't get that. Even on the radio tonight. Who's the fella Craig with the co-commentary tonight? Okay, who was it? Craig on the co-commentary. It wasn't Craig Johnson.
I was listening to it, but I didn't know who it was.
Craig Brown. Of course it was Craig Brown. And Craig Brown's there giving it, and, oh, well, I'm so glad for Andy Cole. He missed a couple, but, oh, he actually gave it. Did you hear it? The old, when he missed the two sits, not warmed up yet thing.
Yeah, not warmed up. Can you believe that?
Well, I don't know anything, but if you've got a furnace and put £7 million into it and stood in front of it, I think that gives off quite a glow, doesn't it?
I'd say it would give quite a glow.
He must have negatives. He must have negatives of either Graham Kelly or the head of the BBC or even Alex Ferguson. He must have negatives of some kind of... Well, you can fill your own punchline in on that, because I'm sure Andy Cole's a perfectly reasonable player, but he's not a great centre forward. And the Man United supporters, what are you, nuts? What are you, nuts?
I can't believe that they've been so patient.
Well, I think they do it. I think they do it because they know others. They're very vulnerable there. I think they're really vulnerable to other supporters saying, Andy Cole. So they actually use the attack as the best form of defence. They get in and say, not only is he acceptable, we love him. But in fact, he's no good. Come on, joke over.
What I can't understand is, I mean, I'm a United fan, right? Now, Andy Cole, we've been waiting and waiting and waiting for the goal rush.
Yeah.
It's never going to come.
But you knew after a couple of games, didn't you?
Well, he's never going to fit in.
Never going to happen. Yeah.
He's the sort of player, I mean, apparently Brian Little offered £6 million for him.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd have had his arm off.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Well, I think he'll come again. Somewhere like Southampton.
Yeah.
They could do with him. But
if he's gone to Villa, maybe, he might go there and score 28 goals in a season.
But I can't understand the infrastructure that's been set up around the fella. Nice fella, but he's not the greatest footballer in the world. And we're supposed to believe he somehow is. He's latent. It's like the grand old Wizard of Oz. Pay no attention to the man missing the ball. He's really good. And Man United supporters, they say they sing his praises because they know that it's the Emperor's new clothes. And they know other supporters are going on. He's your centre forward, so they get in first. How much would you sell him for and how much?
Well, obviously we missed out on Shearer. I mean, I think that he's probably the best striker in the country.
Yeah, but don't buy Alan Shearer. I mean, don't buy him. Don't buy Alan Shearer.
What did he pay? £1.5 million for Solskjaer?
Yeah. Get back to Andy Cole. I mean, has he ever been any good for Man United?
Not for United. He doesn't fit into the style of play. He was bought to replace Mark Hughes, a player I think was sold
Watching the actual goal, you may not have seen it yet. He's relieved, but it really is like sticking your nan out there, if you know what I mean. And everyone feels good about it, and it's like, oh, I did score a goal, but, you know, as I say, oh, well, late for the new show. 0500 909 693, come on, pep it up. I've only got another half an hour, and so have you, and then we can all go to